Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. There are particular times and places where Allah has instructed for us to express total humility. In reality, the whole of creation is in awe of Allah. وَلِلَّهِ يَسْجُدُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. But mankind has a choice to express this in his actions. As such, how beautiful is the scene of a believer who has understood the reality and is قَانِتٌ ana اللَّيْلِ, worshipping Allah in the middle of the night, سَاجِدًا وَقَائِمًا, in prostration or standing, يَحْذَرُ الْآخِرَةِ, aware of the eternal life and the consequences of his actions, وَيَرَجُوا رَحْمَةَ رَبِّ, hoping in the mercy of Allah. The prayer is the foundation of worship, or in fact of religion, and the expression of our relationship with Allah in action. So important is this act that we should not just pray, but rather establish the prayers. As Prophet Ibrahim asks Allah, رَبِّ اجْعَلْنِي مُقِيمَ الصَّلَةِ, O Lord, help me establish the prayers, which means to perform it with all its prerequisites and with complete attention. But it also means to establish it in society, starting from our family, as Ibrahim alayhi salam carries on saying, وَمِنْ ذُرِّيَّتِي, and help my children too. The core of the acts of worship, such as prayers, could be said to be four things. One, an expression of our need of Allah. I am a creation receiving mercy at all times. Two, an expression of gratitude. Whatever I have is from you, O Lord. Three, an expression of awe, that whatever beauty and perfection there is, it's all from you. And lastly, prayer is a remembrance. وَأَقِيمِ الصَّلَاةَ لِلذِّكْرِ. All of these four really go back to servitude. And as such, worship is to say to Allah that I am your servant.